United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned.
Well, so Hi, Gary.
Okay,
right,
nothing.
I'm going to put them on air when you're ready for them. Okay? And she has got studio out here, so you can use the hot keys for messages if you want. All right? Should I be able to hear something? I got nothing.
They're both coming in on the regular line. The one you just connected.
Tell them to pause. Turn the pod on. Then talk pause.
I'm sorry. She said you got to remember to turn the pot up for the phones for Blog Talk.
And actually turn it on. Yeah. Might not be on.
He's on that board.
Well, we can't hear. There it is.
Just had it and lost it.
Huh?
Just had it and lost it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we're here and we're alive.
When he comes here, you will be. You should hear the station.
Can't hear it.
Huh?
Can't hear anything.
What do you hear?
No, nothing. Well, listen, we're broadcasting live here at WSLM AM 600 from Kansas Fair. I can't hear. Can you hear me?
I can't hear a word.
We can't hear anything.
I was hearing something, then it went away. But
yeah.
2.5 seconds worth. But we are.
Oh, we'll talk out here because I think we're broadcasting out. We are live here at the Canfield Fair, and we're having some technical difficulties because you guys know I have no clue what I'm doing. And the connection is just not going the way I think it should. But we're here. Hi, Six. How you doing, darling?
Yeah, I'm doing great, Tracy. It's a beautiful day here at the Canfield Fair.
It is so muggy.
Yeah.
It is muggy. My goodness. What are we doing here?
It was muggy this morning, though, at 6 a.m.
This is sun and mug. Do we want rain?
No rain.
Are you sure we don't want rain?
No rain till Sunday afternoon.
No rain till Sunday afternoon?
We got an outside wedding reception Saturday night. No rain.
We got an outside wedding reception.
Outside wedding reception Saturday night.
Actually, we want it to be dry, so the ground will be dry.
Right.
Because you knew heels stick.
Right.
And we don't want the heels to stick.
No sticking heels.
No. So what else is there? What's going on with you?
Nothing. I mean, nothing out of the ordinary. The kids are coming in this afternoon, flying in from Gillette.
Okay.
And Paula and Lori, my daughter's new mother-in-law, are going to go pick them up at Hopkins.
Okay.
And then tonight's the dress fitting, and Mitch and I are going to work on the Mercedes for the wedding.
You're working on the car for the wedding. Why are you working on the car for the wedding?
Oh, we got to do some cosmetics. Shine it up, make it pretty.
Well, listen, if anybody's on their way out to the fair, make sure they come by here, say hello to us. We're sitting over the Cumulus tent, WSOM. You'll see some great people over here. Lynn's over there working at Y103. And I'm excited to be out here.
Yeah.
This is really, really good. This is really, really cool.
Yeah.
And I'm excited about it.
Yeah, this is really neat being out here like this. A lot of good people out here. A lot of people stopping by.
Yeah, I think so, too. I'm very, very humbled. Some people heard my voice last night. They were like,
yeah.
What's your name? I'm like,
yeah.
I didn't do it.
Hey, I know you.
I know you.
Yeah. You know, somebody told me the other day, she's the lady that always just speaks the truth.
See there? I always tell the truth. Are we broadcasting out? As long as that's all that matters. We'll deal with this stuff here.
So they can hear us and we can't hear them.
That's right.
All right.
So that's all right. Hey, listen. Yeah. No, I'll go there. What else I want to tell you? I think we made a mistake. We are the largest county fair.
Yes.
In the country.
Right.
But Ohio State is a state fair, so we're not bigger than Ohio
State.
Larry corrected me on the way in.
That's what I always thought it was, but never argue with the host.
Now, listen, you told me that we were going to keep this weekend, this conversation light.
Right.
But I got a problem.
Uh-oh. What's the problem?
You want to know my problem?
Yeah.
It's my understanding there are people on strike today.
I didn't go to McDonald's.
Across the country. Because they want $15 an hour to work at McDonald's and fast food restaurants. And so they are crippling franchises all over the country for $15 an hour, and they want the right to organize and have collective bargaining at fast food restaurants.
Well, they do have the right to organize and collectively bargain, and the boss also has a right to fire them.
But do you really understand that's a problem for me?
Well, yeah. I heard the other day the average franchise, the average unit, the average franchise makes between $50,000 and $100,000 a year.
Okay.
So if you own one franchise, after you've paid all your help, everything, you end up with between 50 and 100 grand a year for all that work. And so now $15 an hour is like 30 grand a year.
Okay.
So now your hired help wants to make almost as much as you do, and you took all the risk and you own the place.
But the question is, if I pay my people a minimum, $15, $16 an hour, how much is the burger? You know, when you go to Europe, a burger is like $7 to $10
right.
at McDonald's. Do
right.
we understand that you can't have a dollar menu and a $15 an hour burger?
And don't forget the ancillary part of it. If they go to $15 an hour, that means now their Social Security goes to 7.5% of $15. Their workers' comp goes up. We were always told, when I was in the shop, we were always told, take your hourly wage and multiply it by 2, and that's what it costs the company to keep you.
That's correct. So my question is,
so
why,
we're going,
why would you want to pay $20 for a McDonald's, a Happy Meal?
I'm going back to bologna.
Bologna's hot. Bologna is not a cheap man's meal anymore. And isn't bologna made out of scrapple?
Bologna's made out of... You don't want to know what bologna's made out of.
So
I know what bologna's made out of. It don't bother me.
If I'm not mistaken.
We always call it lips and backsides.
You put on a clean T-shirt to come out here and broadcast. A NASCAR clean T-shirt.
Absolutely.
I just thought
got my NASCAR T-shirt, got my NASCAR hat.
You really did that, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
$15 an hour.
$15 an hour. I didn't make... When I left the mill, I wasn't making $15 an hour as a millwright.
I mean, I just don't see. I mean, if you're a millwright, that's one thing. I don't see $15 an hour at McDonald's. I'm sorry, not for an entry-level job.
The thing that makes me insane is the average family unit in this nation with a minimum wage worker in it.
Yeah.
Is 50,000? The family unit is making 50 grand a year.
Right.
Minimum wage jobs, by and large, are held by middle class teenagers.
It's supposed to be.
Right.
It is not supposed to be feeding a family.
And the thing is, if the best you can do to take care of your family is minimum wage, one of two things. Either you're not very ambitious because you can lay block. Any able-bodied man can learn to lay block and make a heck of a lot more money, or pound shingles or any of that back-breaking work and make way more money than minimum wage. I mean, if you start cutting grass on your own, you can make more money than that.
That's what I don't understand. I don't get it.
Well, it goes back to, it's a 100-year process. It goes back to taking away your wish to do better.
That will break the back of franchise owners.
Oh, it'll break.
And fast food.
Yeah.
Are we really understanding this? Do we get this?
This whole minimum wage debate has come down to the point that nobody seems to understand. At some point, I start cutting my own grass. I start packing my lunch again. All the neat little things that we buy that are kind of unnecessary, that are done by minimum wage people, we quit doing that. I quit calling Molly Maid, you know.
Molly Maid is $20 an hour. What are you playing?
Yeah, but what are they paying their help?
You can't get somebody to clean your house for a
cheap. But what are they paying their help, though?
Molly Maid?
Yeah.
Oh, Molly Maid. Just not Molly Maid, but housekeeper? That's $15 an hour at least.
That's what they're paying. That's what Molly Maid is paying the help.
That's what the help is getting.
Okay.
Because you have to be bonded. I mean, when you're talking about cleaning somebody's house, you need to make sure that those people are. That's a craft.
Right.
If you're good.
Right. Right.
I was trying to keep it light, but I can't keep it light because before the day is out, I'm going to talk about the Supreme Court being the new Ku Klux Klan. So we're going to get there.
Supreme Court. I had heard that.
Yeah. I can't let that go. I'm sorry,
okay.
But I'm going to keep it light. So they
All
say.
Right.
Well, listen. What else did I want to tell you?
I don't know. We were going to talk about fracking.
What about fracking? Hydraulic fracturing.
Hydraulic fracturing, yeah.
What about that?
Well, the movement to stop hydraulic fracturing in the Mahoning Valley, when we're already starting to get people coming in, rents are already starting to go up, wages are already starting to go up. In Pennsylvania and West Virginia, where they've embraced it, their union halls are doubling in size in a year.
That's good.
But we're going to stop all that here. We're going to stop all of that here because, you know, we can't have it.
We're not going to stop it.
Without the Marcellus Shale, V&M Star wouldn't be doubling their size. That's all pipe. That's all pipe for pipeline for gas and oil.
So why are people complaining?
I think it's ignorance.
Is it ignorance or is it
Or is it misinformation? Because somebody has an agenda to stop it.
There's a lot of people have an agenda to stop it. For example, that Matt Damon movie, Promised Land, was funded by the government of Qatar or Dubai. Dubai funded that whole movie.
Well, they don't want you to be energy independent.
That's right.
In Saudi Arabia,
one of the princes in Saudi Arabia just said that this gas and oil boom in the United States could kill Saudi Arabia.
That's kind of sad, ain't it?
I don't have a problem with it.
I
don't have a problem with not taking another drop of oil from the Middle East.
That's a problem, isn't it? Are we going to war? Because it looks like right now, they're talking about, a strike over in Syria. You want to talk about war? It's getting to blow up over there.
Our president painted us into a corner is what happened.
How did he paint us into a corner?
Well, he drew a red line in the sand. Now they're going to drop it. They've crossed the red line twice. Now what do we do?
So what would that do to my energy prices?
Well, it's already going up. Oil's up, $20 a barrel in the last couple of days.
What does that do to my gasoline?
Makes it go up.
Oh, we got problems.
But natural gas still cheap. Going to be able to heat your house cheap.
But we don't want natural gas because natural gas has to come out the ground and we don't want
but we're gonna have,
to get it.
And we can run our cars on natural gas and we don't need oil anymore.
We can run on natural gas.
Yes, we can.
I saw them today at the Ford plant. I was watching MSNBC this morning at the Ford plant.
Yeah.
And I said I was going to keep it light, but I got to say this.
Yeah.
Do you know how black Detroit is?
Yeah.
Why did I only see one black man and he was a farmer? Can you please explain that to me?
I don't know.
I'm serious.
In Detroit?
In Detroit. This morning I saw MSNBC. They were in love in Detroit, and they were going to bring everything back. And Dan Gilbert has put $1 billion into the infrastructure of Detroit. I saw all of that.
Yeah.
I saw them doing a whole lot of stuff. Now, we're talking about energy, and we're talking about manufacturing. And all these, if we start becoming energy independent, that means we can actually spread from the Mahoning Valley across the Midwestern region into manufacturing that's going to support Marcellus and Utica Shale and natural gas.
Oh, yeah.
If I'm not mistaken. And wet gas.
Not only that, right now, it 50 cents a gallon. 50 cents a gasoline gallon equivalent.
Right.
On natural gas.
The cars are coming out with batteries, but they're not coming out with
natural gas.
Natural gas.
Go
for it. Explain that.
That's it.
How you doing?
I can't get it. I just don't understand it. I mean, it's like committing national suicide.
It is.
You know, it's almost like having an entire bin full of wheat and telling your kids we can't have no bread.
Wow, that's just really 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 sad.
Yeah, it is.
Well, listen, I'm gonna go to break, and you're listening to Tracy and Frank here at. On WSLM AM 600 here at the Campus
Fair
2013. I'm having a blast here. This is really, really fun.
Yep.
I'm enjoying it. It's good to see the people out here. They look like they're having a good time. Mm-hmm. And if you're out here, you're on your way here. If you get here before 3 o'clock, make sure you come over to the Cumulus tent, register to win a car at Y103 and say hello to us. We'd like to see you.
Yeah, we'd like to see all our friends.
So listen, we're going to take a break.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce. The full cup of love.
Charlie Staple's Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Fit family, unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family.